You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're a midweek malarkey. Full studio again. We're in form. How are we going, lads?
Yeah, very good, Brady. Yourself?
Yeah, no, going very well, though.
That seems staged.
Yeah, I don't normally ask you guys how you're going, do I? I usually just go straight into it.
Everything all right?
Everything is going very well. I'm up and about today. You know why? It's Bantering with Brett / Midweek Malarkey's first birthday today.
Ooh.
There we go. A round of applause.
You don't know how to press the applause button on the pad there.
You think, I can't make excuses I'm new anymore. If it's past one, I should really know the buttons.
But how old are we?
Yeah.
You guys are about 8 months.
Oh, yeah. You guys might be more here 6, 7 months, 8 months. Yeah. The show, but I'm just pulling it all in under one banner. Bantering with Brett, Midweek Malarkey. So it's round one anyway. Of note, how many years? How long do you reckon it lasts? What would you think the odds would be? Do you reckon we get to
6 months? We'll get an offer.
An offer, yeah.
to go big, which we'll still maintain our
show name,
but we'll also be humble and come back and do our weekly show. You'll just have to take up the morning spot somewhere too.
The volunteer work. Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
You got to volunteer.
So we'll quit our day jobs in circa the next year to go big time. Yep. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, like with a radio slot, morning radio and a podcast,
fair
time.
I was thinking podcast. That seems to be where the money is these days, isn't it?
Then there'd be weekend tours. I'm sure we get hired by the footy clubs and stuff like that to go.
Yeah, to be an MC at Katie's 18th. Yeah.
we don't want Jonathan Brown here or former footy players. Yeah.
Billy Bob's 21st.
We'll get midweek malarkey.
a few freebies. At the 21st, Bill.
Like as in drinks or?
Yeah. We're going to get a party pack.
Very good. Off the top there, that was Earth, Wind & Fire with Boogie Wonderland. And it is Will's song theme this week. Some eyebrows were raised. Will was running a fraction late and this was played.
I think we finally found something worse than when Will does the quiz.
His first song theme, I didn't mind, but...
You don't like Earth, Wind & Fire?
I don't mind one coming up, I know for sure. That first one was a bit rough, but, I got through.
Look, it can only improve from here, so...
Well, then if the last song, it might taper off.
The next one is a certified...
Oh, so you're telling me it gets worse.
It will peak.
It's a certified banger, the next one. Left it at the end, but...
Definite certified.
So, well done, Will, we're on song theme. Quiz will be coming up. Bill is on the quiz. Hard quiz to follow after Az's quiz last week. He prepares meticulously with his quiz.
Good feedback too.
Really?
Very positive, yeah.
It doesn't count if it's family members, outside family members?
Outside family members, yeah.
Okay.
I got mixed feedback. I heard it was...
worse than one of mine.
The first blemish from a perfect record.
It may have been too tough for a few people. That's why they're probably a bit disgruntled, I'd say.
You didn't ask, what's on the other side of Wellington, on the other side of the earth?
South Africa, isn't it?
I thought he did a cracking job.
It's always a tough quiz, though, when you someone wins with the first question and then just doesn't answer again and they hold on to win the crown.
Yeah.
That's pretty rubbish.
Yeah. Now, quick dive.
Sorry, you're right.
Tangent. Yeah, I'll get my words out eventually.
Short fused.
Just realised both museums now open, Sam and The Move. Anyone been to either so far?
Negative.
Negative?
Negative.
Negative.
Nope.
I've been to Move. If you do get a chance, anyone listening, jump out there. Cracking venue. I didn't see it beforehand, but what they've done with it, really good. Haven't been to the Sam either, though, but that was a long time in the waiting. Just shows we're coming out of this, COVID...
Slump.
No mention of any other variants or anything. There's no other variants going around of late, is there? I haven't heard anything of you.
No, I think it's all cleared up,
yeah,
I think.
I thought so, too.
Omicron sounds like...
What? What?
Sounds like a transformer. Like a Decepticon, Omicron.
It does.
Sounds like another planet even too.
Hopefully,
who comes up with the names? Like Omicron's actually a letter in the
Greek alphabet.
What is it? Like halfway? Is it?
It's after Alpha.
And it's definitely after Delta.
Yeah.
What do they do when they run out of the alphabet?
Oh, I don't know. And I don't. Do they go on the Greek alphabet? Do they? Yeah. Not the NATO, whatever one. Anyway,
alpha. Let's hope we don't get that far.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Let's go back to the English alphabet. We've got COVID A, COVID B.
Now, a bit of local cricket still happening. I'm
COVID
playing
H for Helen.
Practice straight drive in the office here.
That's you scooping it to mid off.
Scooping to mid off.
Yeah.
Yes. Now I did. I got off. I got a bat for this weekend, so 7 of the best runs did go out. Bill made 20 runs and kept pretty well, and yeah, Az finally went out for this year. Finally,
yeah, you could count it as going out, but technically I run myself out, so probably
it was a run out, wasn't it?
Yeah. So probably still not out. I guess.
What's the average then?
3 innings in.
Try not to look at me stats. I'm just a pretty modest player, so.
Get out of it.
53. I think 50. It was finally nice to say. I think Aaron's probably ran out 30 people until he got ran out himself. So it's nice to finally see one go the other way.
Yeah, you love to see it. Like, the world works in mysterious ways.
So you're still unbeaten by a bowler this year, effectively.
Yeah, you could say that.
No
yeah.
match.
Yeah.
Poof. Look out. You can't keep though, so you're no chance for the Ashes team. But otherwise, might have been a smoky. On the other hand, Bill Christ, he's been touted as kept quite well on the weekend.
Yeah, look, I'm a bit worried this week. I'm just worried if the scout's going to be able to make it to Invergordon.
really should be. Who are you playing this weekend?
Caramonas, I think.
Is it all Tatura, maybe?
Nah, Caramonas.
Yeah, ooh. Okay.
They need to get Alex Carey so we can actually have a real like battle of the keepers spot.
Is that at Invergordon?
It should be, yeah.
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 I do take my hat off to the wicket keepers of the world because it's a very unloved, unrewarding. No, it's a very rewarding job, but it doesn't get the spotlight it probably should because I was battling that bad the last 3 days. I was that sore. It's a pretty tough job.
And he even put pads on this time to keep too, which is impressive.
Copped one in the throat.
Yeah, he did.
It just wouldn't have been off Brett's bowling, would it?
No.
Didn't
quite.
Get a roll,
yeah,
but
got you on the full.
Yeah, no, it's just body line. It's full. Anyway, yeah, I'll just put him back on next week.
On the throat, we might take a couple of steps back.
Wilbur, you had a hit yet, or are you into it this week?
No,
or?
I think I'm going to line up this week. So oof. Big,
big in,
big, big in,
big inclusion for the Cats.
Yeah, Catters.
They are the Cats, are they?
Cattery, yep.
Very good.
What grade are you coming in at?
Look, I wouldn't expect to be much higher than E-grade, just given, it's actually pretty competitive at the moment. So.
And also, the skill factor.
Yeah.
Very good.
I was 12th man for B-grade, mate. Don't you forget that.
Yeah, 12th man. Yeah, good.
Yeah, 12th
coveted
man.
Spot.
Yeah. I'd rather be the 12th man of the Australian cricket team than not. So.
Absolutely. Right. Michael Nisa, you know, we chatted about this other week, isn't it? He's rivaling Bickle for... all time or something like that.
He must be really good at carrying drinks.
Do you think he really enjoys it though, but like 23 in a row? Does he really enjoy that?
Well, he could be at home, couldn't he? It's not a bad way to watch the cricket, actually being on the field.
You'd be missing out on your state duties and things like that because you've got to stay fresh in case.
Yeah, because I've got state duties.
I'm lost whether we're talking about Nisa or Will Burke at the moment.
I was talking about Nisa, but...
Very good. Pretty action-packed show. We'll talk a little bit more local cricket. We're still zeroing in on the individuals. We're not up to the ladders yet. We're just really focusing on the individual performance. A bit of the national, and a bit of national cricket, the test team, I should say, other sporting news, and the quiz brought to you by Bill this week. So action-packed show. Stick around. But coming up now, song 2 of the song theme, Earth, Wind and Fire with September.
If you're not sitting down, I suggest you do because it's a good song. Knock your back off your chair.
You listen to 1FM, live and local.
We're back. The Tungamah Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat-in or take-away, as well as accommodation, including some brand-new ensuite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus. A Tungamah Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
SDP Tax have been your trusted local accounting firm and have been proudly helping people just like you across the Goulburn Valley and beyond for over 2 decades. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that you are receiving maximum tax reductions? Call SDP Tax on 1300 346 829. and start a conversation today. SDP offer a maximum deduction guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest deductions possible. With no upfront fee charged, what are you waiting for? Call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 346 829 or visit www.sdptax.com.
1FM sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831-6405. That's 5831-6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on mid-week malarkey. Quick jump into some local cricket. We didn't quite get to it before the first ad break, unless you're Invergordon. It's the only local cricket you're interested in. Haseman Shield A grade. Just quick
is
shout
it
around.
Haseman or Haseman?
What?
Haseman.
Haseman. Haseman is the NRL, not the NFL trophy.
Heisman Trophy.
Best in the league or something.
Nah,
college,
best,
isn't it?
Best college footballer.
Yeah, best college footballer. Just curious. I think it's Heisman. Anyway, moving
it
on.
It is.
Charlie McClay, 78. Not Billy. Charlie. I think Billy's been scoring runs too and wickets. Well, not scoring wickets. Mueller, 46. Kyle Mueller, is it?
Yeah.
And C Mueller. He has got a brother, does he?
Yeah, Cade,
43, red ink.
Kyle said he's listening tonight on the tractor. Is so.
Oh, well, well done, Kyle.
Tunes in every week.
He's he doesn't need to get to training if he has training tonight because he's in some good form. two for 28.
I would be taking cricket advice from Brett Finlay.
two for 28 with the ball as well. So, well done, Kyle. 83, Jay Brett. Joel, is it Joel Brett? 83.
He's coming off a ton as well. It's not bad.
And with the ball, Jed Wright, 5 for 15 for Katandra against Karamomas. They won easy there. Tatura bowled out for 74. Dicey. T. Larkin, 73, not out. Probably the only other mention of the round. Don't have his first name in front of me. Sorry.
Tyler.
Hold on, Tyler. I was going to say Tyler. It just looks like a Tyler. But
TT?
Yeah, it just goes off. Rolls off the tongue. Anyway, if we go around to the averages for the league, Kyle Mueller, fan of the show. We just call him a fan of the show, I reckon.
Yeah. Probably, well, one of our many listeners. I was going to say one of our only listeners. No. One of our many listeners.
Yeah, one of our many. He's not a bad start to the year. I don't want to put the moz on him, but 208 runs at 69 he's averaging. Joel Brett, though, 196 runs at 98. He's one less innings, I think. Oh, no, he's got a not out. And Tyler Larkin, he's at 168 after his 95. He's only went out once for the year, so he's averaging 168. So, well done, Tyler.
You'd probably hang up the bat for the rest of the year, wouldn't you? Sit on that.
I wouldn't mind stopping there. Quick mention too, Charlie McClay, 78, was off 68 balls, so did keep the run rate moving too. Bowling, Uze, 4 for 21 this week, and he's leading the league for figures. He's taken 8 wickets. Blake Armstrong and a few others have slowed a bit down, but anyway, that's Ramadan Uze for Central Park St. Brendan's, so going along nicely there. Move away from local cricket. That's the update. Wickets lift a bit, guys. You know, that's only sort of 8 wickets is only just a bit under 3 a game. So wouldn't mind seeing. Bat seems to be dominating ball
flat
this
decks.
Time of year. Yeah, flat decks.
No, I don't know.
Should be a bit more in some of the pitches with the rain around, but
maybe we need to turn the sprinklers on half an hour before the game or something.
These drop-in pitches. How long till someone says that about the MCG this year?
Yeah, the Gagari pitch had a bit to offer on the weekend.
A bit more than the Invergordon one does.
Yeah, it had a little bit.
Looked more like a day five India pitch.
Did it?
Hard to navigate at the top, but someone has to do it, I guess.
Did it have bits of timber and steel beams hanging out of it? Or?
Yeah.
There was a Dusra bowl towards the end of the game too that Dusra kept there out wide. Last over there. That was
Could not believe it. There was a bit of deviated in the air.
We won't.
Gale force wins.
Anyway, we will move on. 1 week until the Gabatoir.
Oh yeah,
we still all in the boat of Australia whitewash.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Put under the sword.
Yeah, okay.
Not for me.
Yeah. I'm thinking 2-1 Australia for the...
Okay.
Well, we don't lose at the Yabba.
Except their last test there.
No, that doesn't count.
Yeah, before that, it was... Was it 20 years or...
Yeah, it was something ridiculous, yeah.
Yeah. And it was pretty rare. We didn't start the series in the Gabba last time, did we?
I think that's what did it for us, you know?
Yeah.
India...
Because India didn't want to play there.
And India get what they want because...
India get what they want.
They've got the market with the ice...
Cricket in general.
Money talks, yep.
They are the ICC, basically.
Well,
Are they called the BCC?
BCCI.
Yeah, BCCI, yeah, yeah.
What's that?
Do you know what it is?
I don't know, I'd say it's BC Cricket India.
Oh, as in their one.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, gotcha.
Anyway, it's immaterial one.
That's coming up. Probably did want to talk quickly on George Kambosos Jr. Did anyone catch that? No?
No, I didn't actually.
Basically...
He was about 20 to 1, wasn't he?
He was a good biff.
Yeah, they had him as probably in Madison Square Garden, away from home, against a fighter who held 3 of the belts, which boxing is a bit funny. I think there's 5 key championships, I think, in sort of weight divisions. But yeah, he was over $10 at least to win, and he got it done pretty comfortably. It was a split decision, but you never know with some of how boxing works with home ground and in New York. But he said now he's only going to fight when it's in Australia. If you get a chance, I don't know if you're in a UFC and boxing, get into his. There's usually on YouTube you can get a quick 30-minute wrap-up from something on that. He's a bit of a... I won't say he's a full-blown Conor McGregor in terms of chat, but he's not short of confidence. but anyway, that was a big upset there. Any draft takeouts? Any real sort of takeouts from the draft at all? Or
Freo's done remarkably well again, I think.
Who? So did they have... I thought, how many picks did they have in the top 20? Did they have many? Or?
They had two.
Two,
and they took the best two WA players.
Yeah.
But they're going to be pretty good. Maybe not next year, the year after, but they've had 5 first-round draft picks in 2 years.
Yeah, okay.
And 5 like top 10 picks.
Gee. Yeah, I think there's a big difference between top 10 and first round now. Like, I think if you look at past drafts, the quality's in the top 10 rather than necessarily the top 20. So I think that's a good point that, yeah, it's 4 picks first round, but they're actually all top 10.
This year's got a...
You're right. Do you think clubs stay clear of, Perth players considering, thinking that they'll probably end up going home eventually?
Yeah.
It's a massive factor.
It is a really... Because you look at Brisbane had massive issues with keeping players.
Remember it was, Polak, Yeo, Doherty... And there's one more. There's 4 of them left in the 1 year.
Yeah. But then all of a sudden moving home doesn't become an issue when the team's going well. So now Brisbane have turned the tide.
Lachie Neale stays.
Yeah. You know, they seem to do all right.
I think Brisbane's now, Brisbane's become a bit more of a powerhouse maybe in the AFL, just north, outside of Melbourne.
Yeah, for sure.
It's hard though for Brisbane teams more than the WA teams because WA is still more of a football based state, whereas Queensland isn't. So they've got no choice but to take from Victoria on that chance that they're probably going to leave.
Yeah, there's not as much natural grown talent.
Yeah,
I think it is interesting. You look at even, I know Giants have done it before. Like they tried to recruit mates, like people who actually were, you know, already known to each other through the draft system, through the schooling system, so therefore they're more likely to stay together, which is pretty ridiculous when you think about it. But
like the potential money you're going to earn, surely you suck it up and make the money.
Yeah, but and players want to move, they can move. Like contracts don't seem to mean too much.
Even when Brisbane were trying to get Neil, this loss sweetener was they drafted, no, I mean drafted, they traded for Lincoln McCarthy, who couldn't even get on the park for Geelong. Obviously, it worked out really well for him, but they're like, oh, we'll take him just so we can, you know, sweeten it for Neil.
Yeah, okay. So did he know Lockie Neil?
Yeah, they're mates.
Yep. There you go. Yeah, well, he's turned out all right, old Link. He's a handy little forward down there.
The other thing for Brisbane, too, is that they've seemed to turn into, you know, their medical team must do wonders, because players that couldn't get on the park, they go up there and they get a new lease on life.
Yeah.
Might be the warmer conditions.
I was about to say, warmer conditions.
Need to
get to go to the beach.
Maybe
salt water.
Maybe Collingwood should relocate to Brisbane.
Maybe they should.
Fingers crossed.
Entice Beams to come back.
He hopefully he's going well, but he that was a flop. We traded 2 first-round picks back for that, and I think Pies are still hurting with that. Mm. Didn't need a midfielder either at that time, but anyway, I'll get over it.
Hey, interesting, side note, I know you don't like me talking about rugby, but rugby league, which is a step back from, I guess, my desired code, but the cheese,
yes.
Brandon Smith.
Yes.
There's a bit of controversy this week. He came out on a podcast and basically said that he basically went club by club as to what scenario what level of talks he has had with each club. And he's already contracted until 2023 anyway with the Storm, but basically he's gone out and said, these are the conversations I've had with every single club, and more or less on a podcast said before he'd even... And he'd initially committed to say, well, I'll tell the Storm to give them the chance to help counter offer. He basically said, I've signed up and I'm going to the Roosters.
So he's playing till the end of 2022. And
still with the Storm.
But now
the Storm are basically going to look at doing an early termination.
Yeah.
Is it a ploy?
To get early termination.
Yeah.
He does he does his own thing, but you couldn't not at least think that was going to be the case. But...
It is interesting. I think it's maybe more that it's just transparency too. Like, I think he's just gone, oh,
he's very honest there.
This is what happened. But to list, it is unheard of to list six clubs.
More than the one that he's going to.
Yeah, he mentioned all, literally listed them.
But at the same time, it is a bit disrespectful to the Storm after he'd said, you know, for them to find out on a podcast what he's doing. And then the fact is, he'd been delisted from the Warriors, and then had the similar situation at the Cowboys where he got delisted for off-field stuff.
Because he's been recently a bit naughty with the Storm.
He was naughty as well with the Storm, and the Storm gave him a chance. And then, you know, I guess at the end of the day, like, you know, silly people will be silly again.
Rugby league's a little bit different though, because I remember even in the grand final, everyone saying, you know, Reynolds has given so much to Rabbitohs, and he's going to Broncos and all that sort of stuff, and no one's talking bad about him. Everyone, all those Rabbitohs are cheering him and things like that. They don't really seem to care that it's so public that he's leaving.
But in Brandon Smith's perspective, they are, because Reynolds is really at the end of his tenor.
Whereas they feel probably Brandon Smith owes him a bit. Do you think AFL will ever get to that level where it's that open and that you have player contracts announced before?
We have people like Nicho Hynes was playing in the Storm this year after having signed a deal with the Sharks.
Yeah, do you think AFL will get to that though? Like,
no, hopefully not. Like, it'd be good to see players more like dedicated to their contract and
then worry about it after.
Yeah, I think if you're contracted, you play for the team you're contracted for. You can't just go, unless personal issue.
But like, it is a professional sport, and it is a business as well. So, you know, it's sort of like you see out your contract.
And you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yeah. So,
like, Pangai Jr. left the Broncos to then go on like a 3-month contract at Penrith, but had signed a deal to go play at the Bulldogs this year.
So that's just...
I didn't like that. So that was like, he's... he basically more or less played in a premiership winning team and then is only going to go play for the Dogs next year. I don't like that.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, AFL appears probably more in of all the codes around the world is still there is some element of club loyalty. I won't say it's
I won't say it's
fully fledged, but compared to other codes there's more club loyalty still.
You can see it even over the last couple of years, and it's going to get even worse going forward. It's definitely changing, and I think it will get to how, you know, the other codes are and things like that, but it might take a bit longer. But no, you got players, oh, I want to go here, I want to go there. Like, that's a slippery slope when they start doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And the free agencies help like that.
Parramatta. Parramatta have left, like, have literally let a good six to eight players, like, good six players that are very decent players out of there.
They're already going.
They're going, but they've apparently they've all made the pact that they're going to win the premiership this year. Because if they don't win the premiership this year, as a Parramatta fan, you'd be basically saying you're not going to see it for another 20 years.
Is that like being a Carlton fan, pretty much?
Maybe. Yeah. There's the saying that...
Except they're happy to make the eight.
There is a saying that's like, you know, the sun will explode before the Parramatta Eels will actually win the premiership again. So yeah, Carlton.
Carlton's the next big Melbourne Demons drought, I'm calling it. It's going to be
about St Kilda?
Oh, well, true. St Kilda's still running. I forget that. St Kilda don't look really likely of breaking through, unfortunately, either. You never know. Neither the Melbourne sort of come out of nowhere as well.
If someone poaches Max King, that'd probably put St Kilda back 15 years.
Back another 15. Yeah. Nah, very good. Coming up, we've got one more. Two more Earth, Wind & Fire ones. This one coming up, Let's Groove. Then we've got the quiz brought to you by Bill and... maybe some on this day. I haven't even mentioned it yet, but maybe we might finish on that. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
Station, FM 98.5, subscribes to the Broadcasting Community Code of Practice. The Code of Practice is a set of agreed standards that have been developed by community radio stations across Australia. They reflect the unique principles of community broadcasting and guide stations in a whole range of activities, including complaints handling and Australian music content. If you'd like a copy of the code, please contact us during business hours and we will mail a copy to you.
Ardmona Primary School takes pride in providing every child an opportunity in learning with highly qualified and passionate staff from a local area. Check us out. Search Ardmona Primary School online and take our virtual tour. Our culture is clear and present in all aspects of the school. Our school takes a lead in supporting individualised student learning programs and is known as one of the most popular schools in the local region. Search Ardmona Primary School today or find us on Facebook. Ardmona Primary School, where you'll find fun, friendly students and one big family.
Station sponsor.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate and now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
Across our area, it's not uncommon for slow-moving, large, oversized farm machinery to be on the roads. Farmers may be moving their equipment from one paddock to another, or heavy vehicles may be transporting large machinery around the region. Please be patient when passing these vehicles. Slow down and move to the left of the road to allow them to pass you safely. If you need to overtake, be patient. Wait until you have a good, clear view of the road ahead, and when it's safe, proceed with caution. This message proudly brought to you by RoadSafe Goulburn Valley.
Station sponsor.
When your backyard or garden needs a trim, a mow, a clean, hit up Shepherd & Mowers and Leisure. New owner, new name and new home of gardening machinery. Stocking a full range of Husqvarna mowers, trimmers, brush cutters, chainsaws, blowers, pressure washers and much more. Simply put, you'll find what you need there. They got everything for mowing, cleaning and cutting with finance options available too. Offering servicing on all of the best brands and free pickup and delivery in the local area. Shepherd & Mowers and Leisure, New Merca Road opposite IGA.
1FM sponsor.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Midweek Malarkey. Song theme is going moderately well, I think, so far this week.
Yeah, it's appeasing to some of the listeners, but obviously not to some. But
started off a bit slow, but improved throughout the show.
Well, that's all right.
It is back to you next week too, Az, so
Back to me, is it?
Oh, no, you're an out next week, so it might have to be on to Bill.
No, I think it's back to you, Brady.
Oh, back? No, no, I did it last week.
I did it last week.
Well, whoever
it
is.
Wasn't last week Men at Work?
No, last week was Dire Straits, and that was me.
I think whoever it is just needs to put Pussycat Dolls on.
Song theme.
Oh, quiz. You did the quiz last week. Yes.
Pussycat Dolls?
Yeah.
Or Spice Girls?
I like Spice Girls a lot.
Maybe go Beyonce one week.
Well, it's you. You've got the power. I'm giving you guys.
I've got a week to think. So
Kelly Clarkson,
something really, really special.
So Bill, you might actually.
You look like a quizmaster today. Look at you.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm a bit rattled because Bill's moved seats to keep integrity in the quiz.
My headphones are a lot clearer now.
He had Wilbur and Az either side of him, so he's moved around. We're ready to go. Ashes themed, I hear.
Yes, Ashes themed. Obviously, we've got the great game kicking off next Wednesday. Everyone's pumped for it. So, a bit of Ashes trivia.
Very good.
Here we go.
I thought you better have like an intro song or something.
Question one. 2 point question. And I'll read that'll be one question, and then you can answer buzzing for that, and then the second part. Who.
That may be more confused.
Who has won the most Ashes games?
As.
Will.
Australia.
Correct. How many?
Oh. 1,000.
No, the margin.
Oh, sorry. I think it's Australia by 10.
No.
Brett?
Will.
Australia by 1.
No.
Will by 8.
No, 28 games.
Ah. Oh, games, not series. Yeah. Yes. Okay, thank you.
Who's won the most series?
Brett.
And run again.
England.
Incorrect.
Would it be Australia?
Correct.
There's another 2-bit.
How many?
Yeah, Will. So this is how many series?
How many series have they won? How many series more have they won than England?
Oh, how many more?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 6.
Incorrect.
Brett. 3.
No.
5.
1.
Oh, so I got it's a classic stitch up.
Who was the most recent Ashes debutante for England?
Will.
Brett.
Ollie Pope.
No.
Jofra Archer.
Correct.
I remember they because Smith concussed him, didn't he, in that first one or second game he played?
Yeah, no, it was in the 19. There wasn't many debutantes in the 19 year.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Who has made the most runs in Ashes games?
As. Will. Ricky Ponting.
Incorrect.
Steve Smith.
Brett.
Incorrect.
Alan Border.
Incorrect. Oh. Don Bradman.
Oh, of course. Oh, the big man.
And how many runs?
Will. He scored, I reckon, 1,800.
No.
How many points is four?
One point.
It's a pretty hard
to answer how many
the
runs
exact runs he scored.
Oh, like not the exact. I'll take to the closest.
Oh, I'm going to say 4,000.
Brett, I'm going to say 3,000.
5,028. So I'll give you 1 point.
Runs.
All right.
So they must have played more Ashes games much more regularly then, because that's he averages like nearly 100. That'd be 52 innings.
Yeah,
26 Ashes.
I don't think they toured much elsewhere.
Yeah.
Who has the most Ashes wickets?
Brett.
Has.
Dennis Lilly.
Incorrect.
Oh,
I was going to say Jimmy Anderson, but I'm going to say Glenn McGrath.
Incorrect.
Brett. I can't buzz back
Will?
In, can
Will.
I?
Is it Shane Warne?
Correct.
Shane Keith.
All right.
Keith.
Who has captained the most Ashes games?
Will. Has.
Will.
Rick.
Incorrect.
Steve Waugh.
Incorrect.
Brett. Is it Alan Border?
Yes, it is Alan Border. All right, quick score check.
Grumpy,
we got Brett
Grumpy.
On 2, we got Az on 2, and Will on 2. Nice.
Ooh.
And tight.
Ooh.
How many Ashes series have there been?
Will. I'm going to say there has been 86.
Incorrect. I'll take nearest to pin on this too.
Brett. 66.
Incorrect.
75.
Incorrect. There's been 71. Oh. So as you get it, just.
Yeah, just. Well done.
Mm.
All right. Peter Siddle famously took a hat-trick on his birthday. How old did he turn?
As. Will.
As?
26?
Correct.
I remember that.
Not bad. Well done. He must have been in the team pretty young then, because he wasn't... Like, he wasn't very...
He looked a lot older.
That was back in, like, 2011. That's
but he wasn't fresh ago, on the scene, though. Do you know what I mean? Cook, like, as in...
Cook, Pryor and Broad, no. I think he got out.
No, he got...
Yeah, it was Cook, Pryor, Broad.
First.
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
I thought he got Trot.
No, Cook. Then, how many wickets did he end with in that innings?
Brett? Three.
No.
He took five.
No.
I'm going to say... Well, he wouldn't have taken six, so four.
Six.
I got closest. Is it a point?
Oh, no, not on no, something no. like that, surely.
He could
who made the most Ashes runs in the 2011 series?
Will. Brett.
As.
Will.
It was Alistair Cook.
Correct.
Cookie right, Monster.
Nice and tight.
Oh, what is the score? Score update.
Score update. We've got Brett on two, As on four, Will on three. So this one's not Ashes related, but it is cricket.
How many questions to go?
One more question, then who am I? So it's still anyone's game here.
Oh, gee.
This is a good quiz. Sorry.
Who has the highest batting career in order? Brett Finlay, Deck Barlow, Cam Hall.
Brett. Will.
Brett.
So the highest batting career average in order?
Yes.
And this is include junior cricket?
This is all cricket.
Per my cricket.
This is in my cricket.
Per my cricket.
Correct.
I would go first... Cam Hall, second, Deck Barlow, third, Brett Finlay.
Incorrect.
Oh,
okay, Will.
I'm a lock for third, Will, I reckon.
Yeah, have to be. I reckon Deck, Hawley, Brett.
Incorrect.
Oh, come on.
I wasn't even listening to what I said. All right, I think I'm going to say Brett, Deck, Hawley.
Incorrect. So it goes Deck Barlow on 16.2. Brett Finlay on 14.03. And unfortunately, Cam Hall, 11.57.
Who had the most innings out of all that?
Brett did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. See, that's probably boosted by my junior stats. If you took out juniors, it's probably down at eight, probably.
I did say there was a top score in there of 125. Is it all?
I think,
what's going on there, Brett?
Maybe Hawley should get down to the nets instead of complaining about the quiz every week.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, last question. Who am I? 5 points. I debuted for Australia for the test side in 2011 with one third of my wickets coming in Ashes series.
As? Hilfenhaus?
Incorrect. 4 points.
Brett. Is it Ryan Harris?
Incorrect.
Oh.
We've left him open. So are they out for all points now until
you buzz in, and if you get it wrong, it's open slather again. So okay. 4 points. I've played cricket in three different states of Australia, but my home state is Victoria.
Will. Oof. Is it Siddle?
Incorrect.
Oh,
you should have just played it out, Will.
No, I probably could
have. All right, so everyone's back in now. 3 points. I made my test debut in the same game as Usman Khawaja.
I'm going to wait on.
2 points. My first wicket was Paul Collingwood.
Brett.
Yep.
Jackson Bird?
Incorrect.
Oh, he might be Tasmanian.
It's not Hilfenhaus.
1 point. My nickname is Midweek Malarkey's drink of choice.
Will. Michael Beer.
Correct.
Michael Beer.
Yeah.
Oh.
He took three wickets and one of them was in the Ashes.
Took one third of my wickets. That's a good quiz. I like that. Good finish.
Not bad.
They kept everyone on their toes.
And scores?
Oh, so the scores, yeah.
1 point to Will were there at the end.
Oh, we've come to a tie. As and Will for the 4 points and Brett with two.
Oof. Oh, not sure if we can land on that. Think of something.
I can get some on this day up very quickly.
Well, on this day, we're a year old.
What's that?
They'll put that in the. They'll put that on the, on this day. That midweek malarkey / bantering with Brett.
What is the date? No, I've only got November's here.
It's the 1st of December.
Yeah. Anyway, drawed quiz. Well done. If there's no tiebreakers there.
Yeah. You got a couple at your spleet.
We'll move on.
He has one, doesn't he? Or no?
Well, the Deck Barlow one, the cricket one, that was going to be the bonus question, the tiebreak. But oh, I thought, no, I'll feed it in there in case we don't get to it.
No, and no one got that either.
Lucky you didn't look up my stats.
Well, we'll move on. Yeah, that's it for the week. No Dutch program tonight, but stick around. There's still some local programming, which Josh has organised. So that'll be very good. And we'll be back same time next week. As will not be... He's an apology next week, so get in touch if you want to be on the show. If you're listening,
yeah, putting out the feels early. If anyone wants to get on there, it's a great show.
Yeah,
got a week to prepare.
I'm thinking of a bloke called Cameron.
You can do the song theme if you want. You can even push the buttons. I don't care. So have a think if you're listening and you want to join. Get in touch with us.
If Brett's doing it, it's not that hard, so
it can't be.
Feel free.
Yeah. Anyway, stick around. The last one coming up is Earth, Wind & Fire with After the Love Has Gone. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.